Mini-episode 1898 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at Sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello and welcome to FDH Lounge Mini Episode 1898, the weekly FDH football preview show. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our preview for Week 18 of the 2025 NFL season, as well as a look at the college football playoff semifinals. This podcast is excerpted from this week's edition of the 2025 FDH College and Pro Tip Sheet, available on the main page at FantasyDraftHelp.com. Extra features that you will find there include our full NFL power rankings and our NFL rankings by division and by conference. For last week's picks, we are 4-4, and we're 47-46-2 on the year. We start this week with Thursday's game in the Fiesta Bowl. These are two squads who weren't supposed to be here for various reasons. Miami because they were a bubble team, and Ole Miss because Lane Kiffin did the old dine and dash before the playoffs. The Hurricane defense, especially up front, has been a revelation in the postseason, while the Rebels may have the most explosive offense remaining in the field. But can they get the stops they'll need, even against a QB as boom or bust as Carson Beck? As the last SEC team still standing in what has been a good but not great year for the league, Mississippi carries that gravitas into a game against Miami, who is representing a dismal ACC. But the matchups in the trenches may work in favor of the Canes, as they did against Ohio State and previously against the SEC's best team for much of the year, Texas A&M. It's Miami 27, Mississippi 19, so that's the Hurricanes and the under. Up next on Friday is the Peach Bowl in a rematch of one of the best and most consequential games of the regular season. The Hoosiers host the Ducks in Atlanta. The October 11th game in Eugene was the true breakthrough win of the Cignetti era after IU came up short in its biggest games in 2024 and was the program's biggest win since the 1967 Rose Bowl. While Heisman Trophy winner Fernando Mendoza and the offense get the majority of attention, the defense has been very strong as well. Oregon's defense is better than advertised also, but it won't be enough. It's Indiana 24, Oregon 17, so that's the Hoosiers and the under. In the NFL, we're going for our fourth season since 2016 of being profitable, i.e. above 52.4%, picking every game of the season. We came within a few picks of that last year, not going to happen this year. Last week, we were 6-9-1 overall, 0-3 on the big three, 0-1 on the lock. It's 116, 138, and 5. 26-25 and 9-8 on the season. Here's our picks for this week. Tampa Bay -3 over Carolina. Seattle -2.5 over San Francisco. Green Bay +9.5 over Minnesota. Tennessee +13.5 over Jacksonville. Dallas -3.5 over the New York Giants. Cleveland +7.5 over Cincinnati. New Orleans +3.5 over Atlanta. Miami +11.5 over New England, Detroit +3 over Chicago, Buffalo -7.5 over the New York Jets, Kansas City -5.5 over Las Vegas, Denver -13 over the LA Chargers, and Baltimore -4 over Pittsburgh. For our big three, it's Houston -10 over Indianapolis and the LA Rams -8.5 over Arizona. And in the 1,000-star, gold-plated lock of the millennium for NFL Week 18, it's Philadelphia -4 over Washington. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.